Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, who ordered us to implement what the Messenger brought and to refrain from what he forbade. May Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who guided us to a clear and truthful path and protect his nation from that which he feared for them. O Allah, remind us of the good that we have forgotten. Teach us the good that we lack and benefit us with the knowledge that we have learnt thereafter. The topic we will be discussing today is purification from the najas, filth. Among what is considered najas, filthy, are urine, feces, blood, pus, vomit, alcohol, and maita, including its bones and hair. The maita is either all dead animals that are not edible, regardless whether the animal is slaughtered properly or not, such as a pig, or the edible animals, however, they are not slaughtered properly. Fish and locusts are exempted. The corpse of a dead human is not najas, filthy. The najas, filth, is divided into two types: detectable, ayniya, and undetectable, known in Arabic as hukmiya. The first type is the detectable ayniya, najas, filth. This is the najas, filth, where the color, taste, or smell is detectable, such as a drop of blood on clothing. This najas, filthy area can be purified by pouring water on it, which is pure and purifying, until the entity and properties of the najas, filth, are removed. The second type of najas is the undetectable najas, filth, known in Arabic as najasa hukmiya. This is the type of najas, filth, that no longer has a color, taste, or smell. An example is urine that has dried on clothing without leaving any of its properties. That is, this dry urine no longer has a smell, color, or taste. The place that is contaminated with this najas, filth, can be purified by simply pouring purifying water on it. If the najas, filth, which is from a dog or a pig, such as their saliva, comes on the hands or clothing or any item of a person, this najas, filthy place is purified by washing it with purifying water 7 times, one of which has to be mixed with purifying soil. It must be known that all live animals are considered pure, tahir, except for the dog and the pig, the offspring of each, and their hybrids. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow knowledge and wisdom on us and join us with the righteous on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah knows best.